Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bizkos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadi. The daf here starts, continuing the end of the daf yesterday, Mar is danning whether Isra Gid Anoshe is Chal on Kodshim. Mar wants to say that if the korban is Kodesh B'mei Yimai, so Isra Gid Anoshe Mukdashim Ar Chal Basachas. And the Gemara says it's not true. Because Rabbi Yechiman says that you could have a Vlad that's Noitzer, and the Gid only comes later. So Mela, the Isser Mukdoshim is Chal. It's already called a Vlad before there are Gid. That's what Rashi says. Chazina di Yitziras Uber Kaidemis li Yitziras Gid. The Uber comes before the Gid, so that's why it's not, the Gid comes later, and the Gid Anosha should not be Chal on Mukdoshim. Taizir, the first Taiz brings from Rabbeinu Tam. That he adds another knitch. Rabbeinu Tam says that at the beginning everything is basar, and then the basar itself turns into a gid later on. It gets harder, and it gets whiter, and the basar becomes a gid. So that's why the isser of the kotchim is chal before the isser of the gid. So in the back of the Gemara, in the Sefer Tiferes Shmuel, he explains that Rabbeinu Tam was not satisfied with what Rashi says. Rashi, it sounds like, that first you have a vlad, and then later on you have the gid. The gid comes at a later stage. Says it to Tiferes Shmuel, if so, so as soon as the gid is created, then on the gid it's chal, the iser kachim and iser gid b'basachas. It's true on the vlad that happened, that was there before the gid, it was already chal and iser kachim. But the gid comes at a later stage. And as soon as that gid comes, it's chal on the gid, an iser kachim and an iser gid anashe b'basachas. Why do we care that the rest of the vlad existed? And that had on in an Isser Kachim. But the Gid didn't have an Isser Kachim. The Gid only got Isser Kachim when the Gid itself was created. And in Cain, Tosa had Shver and Rashi, that the Isser Gid Anosh and Isser Kachim are Chalim Vasachas. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says that that's not the Pshat of the Gemara. The Pshat is that the Basar is there. The whole thing is Basar originally. And the Basar itself turns into a Gid. So on that Basar that eventually becomes a Gid, It was already chalan at the iser kachim when it was basar. So this basar has an iser kachim, and then a few days later it turns into a gid. So the iser kachim is cut into the iser gid, and that's the pshat in the Gemara why the iser kachim is cut. And that's the gvaldik pshat in Rabbeinu Tam from the Tiferes Shmuel. Taiz then goes on to bring Perish Rashi lekamon. Rashi says a different pshat. Why is iser kachim come before the iser gid? Rashi there says, because even though the Gid is there, but the Gid originally is not on the Kaf. The Isser Gid is only when Isser is al Kaf HaYorech. When the Gid is al Kaf HaYorech, like Vayam Gavavinu, where says later on that the reason that by Oif, there's no Isser Gid Anoshe is because even though it has a Gid Anoshe, it's not on the Kaf HaYorech. Gid Anoshe is only also when it's on the Kaf HaYorech. So the Rashi says that even though the Gid is around, but originally it's not on the Kaf, and only later on it moves to the Kaf, and therefore the Isser Kachim was cut. That's Beresh Rashi Lekamon. So Vital Ranchburn brings from the Reish Yosef, the Baal Prima Godim, and unless we do not have such a Rashi later on. Taiz quoted this Rashi, and we never found such a Rashi. But Akavonim Taiz had such a Rashi. It seems that Taiz was satisfied with this Rashi. Taiz does not ask any questions on the Rashi. I personally do not understand how this Rashi works with our Gemara. Our Gemara, the Gemara brought a Rai that Isser Kachim comes before the Isser Gid, from what Rabbi Yechanan said, that the Nefel has a varim before he has gidim. So Mela, we see that it's called a varim, it's called a vlad, even before it has a gid. According to Rashi later on, the gidim are also there originally. As soon as the vlad exists, the gid exists. Just only at a later stage, the gid moves over to the kaf. In our Gemara, we're a different akuda. The akuda is that the gid itself only comes later. And it's sort of chiyun to me, the Rashi that Tesis had. When he says, we mentioned, we do not have such a Rashi. But the Rashi that Tesis quotes is very difficult from our Gemara. Tesis goes on to ask a very important question. That the Gemara here holds that Gid Anoshe is not Chal Nesher Mugdashim. Because of the Klal of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Two lines later, the Gemara is in the Chadish that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Isser Gid Anoshe is Noig by Bnei Yaakov, so Mnei Let's Chomer and it's Chal An Kotshe. But without Rabbi Yehuda, we hold that Isser Gid Anoshe has the normal rule of other Isurim than Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. So ask Stasis that we see in our Gemara that it's already called a Vlad before it has the Gid Anasha. So in Cain, how do we ever have a Gid Anasha? Ain Isser Chalal Isser. There's already Chalal Isser Eivir Menachai. As soon as the Vlad is Nitzar, as soon as the Vlad is formed and created, there's an Isser Eivir Menachai. And the Gid Anasha only comes later. And Ain Isser Chalal Isser. It's a very important question Taisa asks. Taisa gives three answers to this question. The first is that the Gemara here didn't mean that Gid Anasha is not chal on any Yisr. Gemara meant that only Gid Anasha is not chal on Kotchim, because Yisr Kotchim is Chomir. But on a regular Yisr, Gid Anasha could be chal. That's the first Teretz of Taisa. Taisa in the second Teretz says that if Yisr Gid Anasha would not be chal on Eivir Menachai, then we would never find Yisr Gid Anasha. Because you always have Eivir Menachai before it. So from the fact that Torah answers Gid Anasha, Bal Korchuk of Gid Anasha is Chal and Eivir Menachai. That's the second Teretz of Taisus. And the third Teretz of Taisus is that the question is incorrect. Now the Maisa Eivir Menachai is not Chal until Behemah is born. Taisus proves this in the Gemara later on, at the end of the Perek. It's Eivir Menachai is only Chal later on, so it's not a problem. Mukdoshim are Chal as soon as the Vlad is created. So that's why Gid Anasha can't be Chal on it. But Eivir Menachai is only Chal later. And therefore, Gid Anasha is chal as soon as the Gid is created, and Eivir Menachai will be chal later. So again, those are the three answers of Taisus. Either that Gid Anasha could be chal on regular Yisurim, it only can't be chal on Kotchim. Second Teretz is that Eif Shal Yitzhar Gid Anasha Balav Hachi. And third Teretz is that Eivir Menachai itself is only chal later. I personally didn't understand the first Teretz of Taisus. Taisus says that Gid Anasha could be chal on a regular Yisur. Right, there's a klal of Einisha chal al Yisur. Why only by Kotchim? Because they're chomir. Gid Anasha can be chal on it. The Kol HaTorah Kula Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, unless there's Moisif and Koilal, the Gemara says. But Taisa doesn't mention any of that. So, and it's lavdak that it's Moisif and Koilal over Eivir Menachai. So I don't, first of all, Sarach Bir, why will I say Gid Anasha is able to be Chal Eivir Menachai? The other point here on Taisa, that Taisa was bothered that how is Gid Anasha Chal and Eivir Menachai? Kager says he does not understand the question of Taisa. I mean, this Eivir Menachai, before the end of the Perek, it's only when there's Basar Gidim V'Atzamais. An Eiver needs the entirety of an Eiver that has three components. Basar Gidim and Atzamais. Only with all three of them together is it Chal Eiver Menachai. And just Basar, or just Gidim, or just Atzamais, it's not Chal Yisr of Eiver Menachai. So in Canaan, the Gid Anasha, which is just the Gid, should be no problem for the Yisr of Gid Anasha to be Chal, because the Gid Anasha itself is not an Eiver. Says Rav Kager, maybe Taisus doesn't mean Eiver Menachai. Taisus rather means Basar Menachai. That the Taisus calls it Eiver, we see often in the Rishonim, when they're referring to the Yitzhar of Basar Menachai, they do call it Eiver Menachai. That's not such a problem in the Lashon of Taisus. Says Rav Kager, so maybe Taisus therefore means Yitzhar of Basar Menachai. And Mandamar Yesh Begidin Menaisin Tam, the Gid is called Basar. So therefore, the Yitzhar of Gid, Taisus said Shver, the Yitzhar of Gid, cannot be Chal on the Yitzhar of Basar Menachai. Says Rav Kager, no, that can't be. Because Taisus holds at the end of the Perek that everyone holds Yisr Basar Menachai is not Chal Mechai. It's Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. There's Machlekes later on that Yisr Eiver Menachai is Chal when the Behema is alive. Mara says, is Behema Bechayeh Leivarim Oimedes or Lav Leivarim Oimedes? When a Behema is alive, is it considered being Oimed to be Eivarim? We look at the Behema as separate Eivarim. And therefore, Yisr Eiver Menachai is already Chal Mechayim. Or do we say no, that Vehem Mechaya Lavle Yvar Maimedes, and it's not Chal Yitzhar Eivar Menachai yet? That's Machlokes later on. The opinion of Rashi at the end of the parak is that everyone holds that Basar Menachai is Chal Mechayim. Whole Machlokes is about Eivar Menachai. And Taisus holds exactly the opposite, that everyone holds that Basar Menachai is not Chal Mechayim. Machlokes is about Eivar Menachai. Talkoponim, Rav Kager says that Taisus Bayas cannot be referring to Yitzhar of Basar Menachai. Because Basar Menachai is definitely not Chal Mechayim. So in Cain, Taisus would never have Shver that Gid Anasha cannot be Chal on Basar Menachai, because Basar Menachai is only Chal later. Elmai Taisus must mean Eiver Menachai. And therefore, Rav Kager says that why did Taisus have Shver that Gid Anasha can't be Chal on Eiver Menachai? Hare Eiver Menachai needs Basar Gidim V'Atzamais. That's Rav Kager's question. There's a Malcolm Lodon over here to explain what Taisus held. That it's true that the Gid by itself does not have an Yisr Eivir Menachai. That we agree to Riki Veger. But when the Behemah is alive and the Gid is connected to Basar and Gidim, and right now it's part of an Itzer, Eber Menachai. So the Gid is Usser. The Gid is entirely Usser. It's true if you'll cut out the Gid from the Basar and the Atzamais, then the Gid will be Mutter. Beside the Isra of Eber Menachai. But as long as it's Lamaisa, it is attached, and it's part of the entire Eber, which includes Basar, Gid, and Atzamais, so the Gid is entirely Usser. There's no unique aspect that the Basar is Mutter, and the Gid is Mutter, and the Atzamais are Mutter, but when you combine all three, they become Usser. Turn out the Pshat. Pshat is as long as they're attached, so the Isra applies equally to all of them. And therefore, Tais is held that the Isra Gid Anoshe cannot be chal on the Isra of Eiver Menachai, of the Gidim, because the Mais of the Gid in its current state is part of an Isra of Eiver Menachai. Another point here in the Gemara wants to say that the Gid Anoshe is chal on Mugdashin is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Gid Anoshe is an Isra Chomer, because it's also B'Bnei Noyach. It's never going to be chal on other Isurim, like it's chal on Behemoth Tmeya. So Mela, it's also chal on Kachim. The Gemara says that no, you don't have a raya from Rabbi Yehuda. Because Kachim is more Chomer. Kachim can get to an Isra Kares. So in this, we don't find that Isra Gid Anoshe is able to be chal on Kachim. So Taisis here in Dimaschal Kachim, the end of the Taisis, Taisis asks the question, now why don't we say that the Gid Anoshe should be chal on Kachim? Even though Kachim is Chomer that has an Isra Kares, because of the Klal of Moisif. The Klal in Isra Chal Isra, but when the Isra is Moisif, when it adds on Isra to other places that it didn't exist beforehand, then Isra is able to be Chal on Isra. So why don't we say that Gid Anoshe is Chal on Kachim with his Klal of Moisif? How is Gid Anoshe Moisif? Because the Kachim until now, you were able to be Makhtir the Gid Anoshe. Now that it's Chal, Isra Gid Anoshe, so you can no longer be makter the Gid Anoshe. Like the Gemara says later on, you have to take out the Gid Anoshe. Choltze l'tapuach. You're not makter the Gid Anoshe. So the Isra Gid Anoshe is Moisif and Isra l'gabim Mizbeach. And Migu, since it's Chal, the Isra Gid Anoshe l'gabim Mizbeach, it's also Chal l'gabim Hedjet. That's the question of Taisis. Taisis answers that there's a Mount Amr later on that holds that you are makter the Gid Anoshe. Mechubarim Yalu. You're able to be makter the Gid Anoshe. So lefi him, the Gid Anoshe is not an Isra Maisif, because it wasn't Mechadish, a new Isser, Legabe Govoya. That's the Shaklavataria of Taisus. Asks the Maharsha an important question. Taisus held in his question that Gid Anoshe is Maisif and Isra Legabe Mizbeach. Now that it became the Gid Anoshe, so you can't be Machter it, and because it's Asher Legabe Mizbeach, it's also Asher Legabe Hedjait. So it goes in two steps, that the Gid Anoshe for sure asers the Gavi Mizbeach, and because of the Isra of Mizbeach, it's also going to be asher to Hedyot. But before we knew that the Gid Anoshe was asher to Hedyot, we knew that it's asher to Gavaya. The whole basis to say that it's going to be asher to Hedyot is based on the Isra of Gavaya. Asks the Marsha, but if Minatsvara Gid Anoshe is mutter to Hedyot, the only one to base the Isra Hedyot on Isra of Gavaya. Hare, why in the world should Gid Anoshe l'maisa be Asher l'gavaya? Before in the Hemshech HaSugya, that the reason that Gid Anoshe is Asher l'gavaya is because of the klal of Mashke Yisrael. Mashke Yisrael, min ha-mutter li-Yisrael. That you only can be makter things that are mutter to Yisrael. And the Gid Anoshe, which is Asher l'hedyayit, is Asher to Yisrael, m'meil is Asher l'gavaya also. That's before in the Hemshech of the Amud. Ask the Marsha, but if right now we hold al-gavay hedyayit, Gid Anoshe is not Chal on Mugdashim. Why not? Because Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Isser Gid Anoshe is not able to be Chal on Isser of Mugdashim. So Memela, it also should not be Chal Legavoya. The Isser of Gavoya is a Toilada. It's a byproduct of the fact that the Gid Anoshe is Asher to Hedjait. So if in the current state of the Gemara we hold that Gid Anoshe is not Chal on Mugdashim, so in Cain, it's something that's mutterly Yisrael mitzad the Gid Anoshe. Avada Yisrael can't eat the Gid Anoshe of a carbon because it's kachim, just like he can't eat the rest of the carbon. But that's not the Isra of Gid Anoshe. Mitzad Isra of Gid Anoshe, it's mutterly hedjet, because ein Isra chal al Isra. So Memela, this Gid Anoshe is mutterly hedjet, mitzad Isra Gid. So it will never start the Isra of Gavaya. That's the very important question of the Marsha. So that's the question of the Marsha. Now there's a chiddush here in this question of the Marsha. Marsha himself points out the chiddush. And one can say that it's true that in the current state, the Gid HaNoshe does not chal in it, it's her Gid HaNoshe. Because in Isser chal al Isser, and it's already Osrat Mitzad Kodshim. But Luli the Isser Kodshim, Isser Gid HaNoshe would be chal. So that's already a problem of Mashke Yisrael. Mashke Yisrael doesn't require that it's Osir right now, when it's a carbon. Mashke Yisrael means that if it would not be a carbon, it would be Osir Techulin. It would be Osir Tehedyot. I take something which is Osir for me to eat, and I makdash it. So the hektish does not make a mutter. It doesn't make a mutter legovoya. If it was Osir for me to eat beforehand, when it was Chulin, if it would be Chulin, it would be Osir for me to eat. And now that it became a carbon, it still stays as being usher to eat. That's the Beis Halevi in Chelek Beis Timon Lamedalitz of Katan Yud. That's how he explains this question, this need in the Marsha, that do we say that Mashke Yisrael is in the current state of Heyoisei Kodshim, it's usher to Hedyot? The Isser Giranoshe, usher to Hedyot. Is that what Mashke Yisrael means? What Mashke Yisrael means that Lule the Isser Kodshim, it would be Asher Lehedyot. That's enough to already be a problem of Mashke Yisrael. So that's what Marsha says. So that's what Marsha's need on here. Marsha says, you'll ask on me, and no, my question is incorrect. I ask on Teisvis, that Lamais the Granoshe is Mutter, because Ein Isser Chalal Isser, so therefore there's no problem of Mashke Yisrael. Says the Marsha, maybe you'll argue on my question. You'll say, that because if it would not be Kodshim, so then it would be have on it, the Isser Mashke Yisrael. So that's enough to already make a problem of Mashke Yisrael. Says Marsha, no. I have a raya not like that. What's his raya? Malika. Kohen does Malika on Oilas Oif, on Chatzos Oif. And then you mark it on the Mizbech. As Marsha, why is there no problem of Mashke Yisrael? Hooray! There is a problem, it's a nevela. Once you do Malika, it becomes a nevela. So let's say that it's no longer Mashke Yisrael, because it's Osriti because of Nevela. Elamai, says the Marsha, I see from Malika that we don't look what it would be if it would be Chulin. I look at it in its current state. And because the Isser Kodshim came before the Isser Nevela, and Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, so Memela, I there's no problem with Mashke Yisrael. Because I look in the current state, and the current state, Isser Nevela was not Chal. So there's no problem of Mashke Yisrael. That's the Marsha wants to prove his question. And we see, we don't look in the theoretical state. Rather, we look in the way it is actually. The way it is actually, Isser is not Chal because Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Says the Marsha, no, Malika is not a Raya. I can't prove from Malika this Yisrael. Really, La'ilam, we look in the theoretical perspective. What it would be if it would not be Kachim. And that I say, that if it would not be Kachim, then the Isser Gid HaNoshe would be Chal. And therefore it's a problem of Mashke Yisrael. Aye, what's with Malika? Malika, Iyafshir Balav Hachi. You can't bring an Oif unless you do Malika on it. So the Oilam and Oif has a problem of Mashke Yisrael. Just the Torah is Matir, Mitzvah Sebikach, like the Gemara says by us. And I'm amazed by Chelev and Dam, Mitzvah Sebikach, Malika, you have to be Matir, the Oif. So here, Bakarach, the Torah is Matir, the Isher of Mashke Yisrael. And Ula Oilam says the Marsha, we look what it would be if it would not be Kachin. And therefore, Gid HaNoshe has an Isher of Mashke Yisrael. I also, Oif has the problem of Mashke Yisrael because it's a Nevela. In a Chanami, but Mitzvah Sebikach Shaini. That's the Marsha's Teretz's question. Derech Agav, this Shaklatari, the Marsha ben Malika, is the Chorim of Furshah Gemara in Minochas Davvav. The Dan's in this ben Malika, and the Maskan of the Gemara is like the Marsha says, Mitzvah Sebikach. It's a pell on the Marsha, why the Marsha did not quote that Gemara. I don't have an answer. Rakoponim, the Nidan of the Marsha is very Chosh of a Nidan here. Again, let's just say over the Cheshvan once again. That Tosfos asks that even though Gid HaNoshe does not apply by Hedyot directly, but let's say it does apply by Hedyot with the Klal of Moisif, that because Gid HaNoshe applies to Gavoya, so it also Memeil applies to Hedyot. Migu dechal Isser Gid Lagavi Gavoya It's also chal agabe hejet. That's the question of Taisus. Ask the Marsha, why does Gira Noshe answer legabe hejet? Legabe gavoya. The reason Gira Noshe answers legavoya is because it answers le hejet. Mashke Yisrael. And at the current stage, that it does not answer le hejet, so it should not answer legavoya. Says the Marsha that from Mashke Yisrael, we don't need that it should be usher in the current state. It's not that in the theoretical state, if it would not be kachim, then it would asher lehed yet. And that already makes a problem of Mashke Yisrael. That's the Shakutayr of the Marsha. So just to add in one knetch, we were masber the Marsha, the reason why it's the Marsha is nekel over here. So it's not a problem of Mashke Yisrael, it's because you look at the theoretical sense. You look what it would be if it would not be kachim. That's the beer of the Beis HaLevi, as we mentioned. However, Rabbi Chanan and Koyvitz Oris, Simin Lamed, Sivchat and Vav, says it a little bit in Nusach Acher. He says that Mashke Yisrael is not based whether the Isser is here b'fayal. Mashke Yisrael is based whether there's a Sibas HaIsser. If there's a reason that it should be Isser to Yisrael, that's enough to no longer make it a Mashke Yisrael. It's not that you have to look at it when it was Chulin, if it would be Chulin. That's the Nuschos of the Beis HaLevi. Chanan says, no, then Mashke Yisrael, the way that we retire to Mashke Yisrael is there a Siba to be usher for a hedyot? As long as there's a Siba to asher a hedyot, then it's no longer considered Mashke Yisrael. He goes on, Rabbi Chanan, to bring rise to this, as this is the klal of Mashke Yisrael. And now comes another point in the Gemara, the sugya of Gira Noshe by an oila. And Rabbi Yosef says that the whole din of Gira Noshe is noig by kachim, it's only by kachim and neacholim. But kachim she'ein and neacholim, ein Gira Noshe noig bohen. That's the opinion of Rabbi Chiba Yosef, and Rabbi Yechon says no. Echad kachim ane'echolim, echad kachim she'ein ne'echolim, it applies. So a few drachim in the Gemara to explain the machlekes. Whether, in the first two drachim it comes out that everyone agrees that you are allowed to be makter the Gira Noshe. That both of them agree, both Rabbi Chiba Yosef and Rabbi Yechon hold that you are makter the Gira Noshe. The third malach of the Gemara is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is la'aloisei pligi. That there is a machlekes. And the machlekes is whether you're makter the Gira Noshe or not. And then he brings Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that this is machlekes tanoim. Rabbi and the Rabbanon argued about this point, whether you can be makter the Gira Noshe. And Mela, that's also the machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. And afterwards, the Gemara Named Beis says another machlekes, whether you're makter the Gira Noshe. Machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. That Rav Huna says Gira Noshe Yerchil Tapuach, and Rav Chisda says no, it's Akoyin LeYochel Bnei Yisrael, and not the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach has no problem. The Machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, which we'll see later on what the beer of the Machlekes is, but the Machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, the fact that it says Bnei Yisrael, is that coming to say that it's Mutter to be Makter it, or no, or it's still also because of Mashke Yisrael? So the Chora we have both the Machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim. And Machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, whether you're Makdir, the Gira Noshe and Oila. It's hard to say Machlekes. Interesting that Machlekes Amoraim and Machlekes Tanoim. But that's Lochera, they're both arguing about the same point, and the same you say to the Machlekes, is there a problem of Mashke Yisrael by Haktoras Gira Noshe? Or the Marsha points out that we see they learn out from different Sukkim. What's the Makar from, according to Rebbe, you're allowed to be Makdir, the Gira Noshe? Rebbe says is the fact that it says Hakoil. Hakoil includes everything, even the Gira Noshe. That's Rebbe's makar. What's the makar of Rav Chisda that he makes to the Gira Noshe? A different makar. He says Alkein Loyoch Bnei Yisrael, and not the Mizbeach. So two different makaris here. Why one is allowed to be makter the Gira Noshe? Says the Marsha, there are really three opinions in the Amorayim about the inyan of Haktaras Gira Noshe. The opinion of Rav Chisda at the end of the Gemara Mabez, because it says Bnei Yisrael and not the Mizbeach, and also the Gemara, the Amoraim by us at the beginning, which is Rav Papa. Rav Chisda and Rav Papa hold that everyone agrees that you are allowed to be makter the Gira Noshe. There's no problem of Gira Noshe, meaning everyone, meaning all the Tanoim. Both Rebbe and the Rabbanon both agree that there's no problem with Chlal of Haktaras Gira Noshe, because it says Bnei Yisrael v'lo Mizbeach. That's their opinion. That's why one is allowed to makter the Gira Noshe. That's the opinion of Rav Chisda and Rav Papa. The opinion of Rav Huna on Amud Beis is that everyone holds that it's usher to be makter the gira noshim. There's no machlekes Rabbi Narbonin on that. Everyone holds there's a problem of Mashke Yisrael. That's the opinion of Rav Huna. And there's a middle opinion, the third opinion, is that of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and Amar Aleph. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that machlekes Rav Chi Bar Yosef and Rav Yechanan. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that they did argue, and they argued about Baktars Kiran Hoshe, Kiritanya, and then he brings the machlekes Rabbi Narbonin. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak held that it's a machleges Rebbe in the Rabbanon, but Baktar is Giranoshe. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. But Rav Chizda and Rav Papa hold that everyone say that it's Mutter. And Rav Huna holds that everyone says that it's Aser. Those are the three opinions we find in Amorayim about Baktar is Giranoshe. And according to all of Amorayim, besides Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that there's no machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanon, so we have to explain the Pesukim differently. The Maaser of Nachman Bar Yitzchak added on a lot to the Braisa here. If you look in the Braisa, the way it's quoted in the Seches Vachim, it doesn't have the whole continuation about the Giranoshe. It just says, Eger machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanon. When things fall off, when the Atzamas and Gidin fall off, are you mal of them to the Mizbeach? That's the machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanon. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak went further to explain that the Yisrael of the machlekes in Cheshvin comes out about Daktaras Giranoshe. That was all the addition of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. But the other Amoraim did not hold that way. They held that either everyone holds that it's Mutter, everyone holds that it's Usser, but Lo Nechelhu Rabbi V'Rabbonon B'Dover Zeh. That's the opinion of most Amoraim. The Marsha therefore explains Rashi by Yasa on Amar Aleph. Rashi did Rimaschal Ha'aloisei. Rashi says, La Loisei Lo Mizbeach, Ein Isra Giranoshe, Kiraminan Lekamon, Tiloiksev Lo Yechol Ha'Mizbeach. Rashi says that La'aloise is mutter because it does not say La'yochel ha'mizbeach. Ask the Marsha, why did Rashi quote that pasuk? Why did Rashi not quote the pasuk of Rebbe? Of Hikter ha'koyin es ha'koyl. That's how Rebbe learns that you're makter the Giranoshe. Answers the Marsha that Rashi was going in the opinion of Rav Papa. Rav Papa held that everyone holds that it's mutter to be ma'ale the Giranoshe. There's no machlokes about halos Giranoshe because everyone holds that it's mutter. That's the opinion of Rav Papa. Meila Rashi could not quote Rebbe. Because it's true Rebbe says that it's mutter. But then Rabbanon say that it's usher. The quotation from Rebbe would only be in the opinion of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It holds that there is a machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanon. But Rav Papa holds that there's no machlekes. That everyone holds that it's mutter. So it's not because of the drush of Rebbe. There has to be some other drush that it's mutter. It says, and that Rashi said that the makar that it's mutter is from the drasha of Rav Chizda Amar Beis, that it says lo yechol b'nei Yisrael, but the mizbeach is mutter. That's the cheshen of the Marsha, a very clear cheshen in the sugya. Learning the sugya from Yata, one would not realize this, but that there's two different sugyas going on. That the whole time we have machlekes tanoim is only the opinion of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. All the other amoraim were of the opinion there is no machlekes tanoim. And they themselves argued whether it's mutter makter the Giranoshe or not. So now let's go to explain the machleksim first of Rebbe and the Rabbanon, and then of Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. So the Gemara says that the Rabbanon hold that you cannot be makter the Giranoshe, because mimashke Yisrael and mutter Yisrael. And then Rebbe says, midi d'havi achele v'dam. No, we see you can be makter of achele v'dam, even though they're aser Yisrael. So then you could be makdir the Giranoshe. So b'shuta, one reading the Gemara, one would say that Rebbe holds there's no psal of Mashke Yisrael b'chlal. Chayil v'dam is a makar to say you don't care about Mashke Yisrael. That's a pelet kazach, it's a pasuk, and we've warned the Gemara in many places, many things are nisal because of Mashke Yisrael. So Rashi answers this question. The Rashi says, and Rashi didn't ask me to dahavi. Rashi says, v'chiksiv min amutra li Yisrael l'mutei treifa. Avol mina kosher karev kulei. That's the gears of the Rashash. And Mashke Yisrael excludes something like a treifa. But a min that's kosher, the whole thing is karev. What Rashi means to say is that the din of Mashke Yisrael is said you take an item, the whole carbon, which is not roi lakrov, which is not roi lachila. You take a treifa. Or like the Gemara says in Zvachem, you take kilayim and orla. You take something which is osir bachila, the whole thing. And you make it into a carbon. So that there's a meat of Mashke Yisrael. Mashke Yisrael says is that the type of carbon you bring has to be a carbon which is mutter la'achila and not the one that is asr la'achila. Mashke Yimkein, you take a behema. A behema is something which is mutter to eat. You shecht it and you eat it. It's something that's called mutter to eat. So it's true there are parts of the behema that are asr. The chaylev is asr, the dam is asr, the giranasha is asr, there are chalakim that are asr. But in that it wasn't said Mashke Yisrael. Mashke Yisrael wasn't said to differentiate different parts of the carbon, and I have to take each one under a microscope and see whether it's mutter or asr, according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, the din of Mashke Yisrael was said that the whole carbon has to be a type of food which is edible. A behemoth is an edible food. It can be made into an edible food. It might have things that are problematic in it. But as long as the thing becholos, min ha-kosher, as long as it's a min which is mutter, then you can makrev anything on it. The chaylev and the dam and the giranosha, inside of the behemoth, there are no problems with Mashke Yisrael. That's how Rashi explains the opinion of Rebbe. The Rabbanan argue, the Rabbanan say, the Mashke Yisrael applies to each thing by itself. And that's why giranosha is osir, and chaylev and dam is mitzosa bikach. But according to Rebbe, we look at the carbon becholos, as long as it's roi ba'achila, there's no problem with Mashke Yisrael. That's before in Rashi. Fizel, we can answer up a question that the Achronim asked, the discussion between the Zecher Yitzchok and the Makor Baruch, that they bothered the Gemara in the Minyan of Menachos. The Gemara brings their apostle that a trefa is nismayed from a krava. You can't bring a trefa as a carbon. Ask the Gemara, why do we need a pasuk? Why do we not learn it out of Mashke Yisrael? That's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara has different drachim to explain this. The Gemara in Menachos Tafav. Ask the Zecher Yitzchak, which was brought down in the Kor Baruch, like Alos Tim and Yotes. Zecher Yitzchak was asked that, Hari, what are you makir on the trefa? You're makir of the dam. And every carbon, the thing that's carbon of Gavaya is the dam. So on the dam, there's no Isser of trefa on the dam. Because dam was anyway Isser with Isser of dam, and ain't Isser Chalal Isser. The name became a trefa, the dam did not get on it, the Isser trefa. So what's the problem of bringing a trefa of Gavaya? Of Mashke Yisrael. Why should Treif have a problem with Mashke Yisrael? Hooray, the dam is not Chal Yisrael Treif. That's it. It's a dam, there's a dam, different Nidonim there. But if you what Rashi says here, the question is in Shver. Gedder of Mashke Yisrael, according to Rebbe, is Rashi says, if we look at it, the min. Is the min something, is the type of behemoth that you have, is that that's Mojer Bachil Yisrael or Osher Bachil Yisrael? That's the question. A Treif is something which is Osher Bachil. So that has an edin of Mashke Yisrael. It's irrelevant to us whether the dam of Treifa has an edin Yisrael. We don't care what actually is going on in the Mizbeach. But the carbon, if the carbon is a min, which is not kosherly Yisrael, that's his mind from Mashke Yisrael. So Mele that has an edin Yisrael Mashke Yisrael. So that we say, we find this in Rebbe. And if you'll say, but the Rabbanon argue, but Tzachar Pashat, the Rabbanon weren't arguing with his Gedder of Rebbe. Rabbanim were being maisif on Rebbe. Rebbe says Mashke Yisrael applies only klapei the min. We don't care about the specific parts of the behema. Are they mutter asr b'achila? That was the opinion of Rebbe. Rabbanim said, no, not only is there a problem in the min, not only is there a problem that the min is something which is not roi l'gavaya, but if specific parts in it are also in a roi, then also on that you have a problem of Mashke Yisrael. So Rabbanim came to add onto Rebbe. But they also agree to what Rebbe says, that as long as the carbon bechlolus is not roi la'achila, then it has a problem Mashke Yisrael. That's what we can learn out from this Rashi. And may we understand why Treifa should have it in the Isra Mashke Yisrael, even if the Dam does not have it in the Isra Treifa. And the Nois Yaakov, Simin Tezvav, also the Makar Baruch and Chelik Beis, Simin Yud Beis, they say there's Teretz on the Treifa. That's why Treifa has on it the problem of Mashke Yisrael. One last point about this Rashi. Rashi gives an example of something which is usher because of Mashke Yisrael. The example Rashi gives is trefa. So, as we mentioned, the Gemara in Menachos asks that as a question. Why do we need a pasuk to memai trefa? Why do we not learn it out of Mashke Yisrael? That's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara there answers that mitzad the din of Mashke Yisrael would apply only to something which does not have a shas hakosher, something which was always usher ba'achila. Shengin a trefa, which was originally mutter and only afterwards became usser, and that we would not know that it's included in Mashke Yisrael. So that's why we need the pasuk to exclude a trefa. That's the Gemara in Menachos Dafav. So the Achronim clear, what was this chadish in the pasuk of trefa? That lamaisa trefa is usser, lagavoya, what was Nischadish? Is the pshat that the Havmin of the Gemara there is true? That La'aylam Mashki Yisrael is only when it's Pasul Mitchilas Briyasa. When something which is Mutter and then became Aser, like a Treifa, it's not included in Mashki Yisrael. Treifa itself has a new reason why it's in Smait. Because it's a Treifa, not because of Mashki Yisrael. Is that the pshat in the Maskan of the Gemara? Or no? Maskan of the Gemara is that the way the Pasuk told me that Treifa's Aser, it was a Gilui in Mashki Yisrael. And even though Min HaSvara, Mashke Yisrael applies only on something which was Osir Mitchilas Yitzirasai, like Arlem Kilayim, but if it was Hadashasa Kaisher, then it would be Mutter. That's what I would think. Kamash Malon, the Pasuk of Treifa, then no, the Mashke Yisrael applies even in a case when it had a Shasa Kaisher, and then afterwards it became Osir. That's a Hakir in the Achrayim. So from Rashi, from us, we see the answer. We see the Rashi's opinion. Rashi gives an example of Mashke Yisrael, of Treifa. Hare, if at the end of the day Treifa is a new meat, so then Treifa is not an example of Mashke Yisrael. Treifa applies in cases where Mashke Yisrael does not apply. So it's clear from Rashi that the Maskana is that the din of Treifa is a Gilui in Mashke Yisrael, that La'ayla Mashke Yisrael applies even when it had a Shasa Kesher. That would L'chayr be clear from this Rashi. However, it's Nistar from Rashi and somewhere else. On this same Chakira. In the Gemara in Tzmura, the Flamen and Beis, there's a Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, about the Vlad of a Treifa. A Behema which was Muberes, it already had a child inside, and then it became a Treifa. Do we say, Uber Yerech Imai, and also the Vlad has an Inanisra Treifa, even if the Vlad will be born, it will have an Inanisra Treifa, or not, Uber Lav Yerech Imai, never the Vlad is Mutter. So Rashi says there that this Machlekes is only Legabi Gavoya. Only whether the Vlad is Usr Lagavaya or not. But Lagabi Hedyot, for sure, the Vlad is Mutter. That's the opinion of Rashi. Taisa, there argues, but that's the opinion of Rashi. So the Acharonim say that from this Rashi we see that the Isra of Treifa Lagavaya is not because of Mashke Yisrael. Hare, the Vlad of the Treifa, Rashi says, is Mutter Lachilas Hedyot. Lagabi Hedyot, we don't say that Uber Yarachimai. We're allowed to eat the Vlad. So it's Lamaisa Mutter Bachila. And yet, according to Rebbe Lezer, it's Osra Lagavaya with Isra of Treifa. It's Muchach, it's Isra of Treifa, according to Rashi, Lagavaya, is not a Gilui in Mashke Yisrael. Because Lemaisa, this Vlad, does not have an Isra Treifa. And still it's Osra Lagavaya. Bal Korchach Isra Treifa is a new Isra Lagavaya, and not because of Mashke Yisrael. That's clear from Rashi and Tamura. But our Rashi says in the Mefurish not that way. Our Rashi gives an example of Mashke Yisrael. Rashi quotes Treifa. If Treif is not also because of Mashke Yisrael, why does Rashi quote Treif? That's a stirum in Divrei Rashi. What we have to say to answer this question in Rashi is Rashi really is quoting the Havamina of the Gemara there in Menachos. We could have asked Treif because of Mashke Yisrael. And like the Gemara there is Mavur, that a Treif mitchilas briyasai, him that was born as a Treif, then it could be this Mashke from Mashke Yisrael. So Treif is shaykh to this from Mashke Yisrael. There's a treifa that is nitrof after it was born, and that it can't be Mashke Yisrael. But if you say a treifa mitchilas briyasai could be Mashke Yisrael. Why does Rashi quote that and confuse us? Because Rashi comes to say a different point, the point that we mentioned earlier. The bigger point of Rashi is to say that according to Rebbe, Mashke Yisrael applies only on the whole behema, on the whole Dovra Karif, but not on Chalokim of the Karban. Not on Chalokim like Chelev and Dam and Gidan Noshe. So Rashi just quotes an example of something which the whole carbon is Asr L'Achila. And then Rashi gives Treifa. But it's true at the end of the day, Treifa has its own Gedorim. Treifa L'Maitz is a Pasuk and it has its own Gedorim. And even when it's not Mashke Yisrael, Treifa could also be Asr. But Treifa, when it works with the Gedorim of Mashke Yisrael, like a Treifa, Mitchilas B'riyosai, so then it could be Nismayat and Mashke Yisrael, and that's good enough for Rashi. Rashi just wants an example of something when the whole carbon is Usr. And that's why Rashi can bring Treifa as an example. Another point here is the Gemara says that what did the Rabbanan say back to Rebbe? Rebbe brought a raya from Chelev and Dam. So Rabbanan say back that mitzvasan bekach shayni. Chelev and Dam is mitzvasan bekach. Hashem Giranosh is not mitzvasan bekach. So what's the difference between why is this called mitzvasan bekach and that not mitzvasan bekach? Rashi says chelev v'dam hu ikara korban. That the chelev and the dam is the ikara korban. So Rashi, when Rashi says your ikra korban, Rashi does not mean what's ma'akiv and what's not ma'akiv. Because lemaisa only the dam is ma'akiv. The emurim, the chilev, is not ma'akiv. If a person is not ma'akter the emurim, the korban is kosher still. So when Rashi says ikra korban, he does not mean what's absolutely necessary, the basic necessities of the korban. But even chilev, which is not ma'akiv in the korban, but is an ikra chilev of the korban. The korban is brought for the Zrika Sadam and the Mizbeach, and the Akhtara Seymurim of the Chalev. That's very clear, Pshat and Rashi. So what does Rashi mean, though? That the Gidanosha is not Ikra Karban. Why not? Why is the Gidanosha not Ikra Karban? So you're talking about an Oila. In an Oila, the whole Basar is Kariv. By an Oila, the Basar is like the Chalev. Everything is Kariv. So why is the Gidanosha not Ikra Karban? The Pshat and Rashi has to be. Because the Gidanosha is a Gid, and it's not Basar. An ikar din aktara by an oila is basar. So the gid anosha, which is only a gid, that's not the ikar akarbon. The chelev, that's the ikar mukter. Mashein came, the gid anosha, it's only mukter midin mechubarim yalu. It itself is not the mukter. So therefore, it's not the ikar akarbon. That's very clear the pshat in Rashi. But it's hara pelet. Hare, this is the rabbonim that are saying this. Rabbonim say that the chelev in them is the ikar akarbon, not the gid anosha. The Rabbanan say, that's the cheshen of the Gemara from Amud Aleph with the Breisa. The Rabbanan are of the opinion that by Gidin and Atzomais, even when they're pure shoot, you're still mal with them. Hikdra Koyinis Akolam is Vecha, includes the Gidin and Atzomais. Even when they're separated from the Basar, they still have a Din Haktara. So, Lafi the Rabbanan, there's no difference between the Basar and the Gidin and Atzomais. So why is the Chelev considered Ikra Karban and the Giranosha not Ikra Karban? According to the Rabbanan, there's no difference between Chelev and Giranosha. So what it's clear from this Rashi is that assumption is incorrect. There is a difference between Chelev and Giranosha, even if either Rabbanan. Even though the Rabbanan say that pure Shuyalu, but it does not mean that the Giran and Atzamais are the Ikra Karban like the Basar. One difference we see between them is mentioned in the Gemara by us, that when they fall off in the Mizbeach, and when Basar falls off in the Mizbeach, so you do bring it back up, and Gidin and Atzama is not. So we see already that they're a little bit worse than Basar. But this one might say is a Gzeiras HaKosuv. It doesn't really reflect an intrinsic difference between them. But the Taras HaKodesh in Zvachim Daf Peivav points out that we see from Gemaras in other places that there is an intrinsic difference between the Basar and the Chelev, and that of the Gidin and Atzomites. It's before in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis and Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis that if one is male Gidin and Atzomites Bachutz, a Kizayis of Atzomites Bachutz, you're Potter. The Tzimah says that even if either Abonon, you're Potter. Hare, why is it different than male Basar Bachutz? Elamai says that Aris HaKodesh, even if either Abonon, Ikar HaKarbon is the Basar. Vasitzo Eloisecha, Basar Ve'adam. The basar, the chelev, the dam, that's the ikra karban. When you have gidim v'atzomais, so because they're attached to the basar, they get the din haktara agav the basar. Because the basar has a din haktara, so meila the gidim v'atzomais also get a din haktara. Because they got that din haktara, it's even when they're becoming detached from the karban, from the basar, they still retain the din haktara that they got agav the basar. They get their own din haktara, but because they came they came together with the basar. But the ikur din haktara that was said was on the basar. It was not said on the gidin and atzomais. So that's the pshat and Rashi, that the chelev, or the basar by an oila, is the ikur akarbon. Ashingin the gidin, even the fidir abonon, the gidin are not the ikur akarbon, and therefore you cannot be makir the gidin osha, because it's not mimashke Yisrael. We now go on in the Gemara. Gemara brings the opinion of Rav Huna. Gidanosha shel oila choto l'tapuach. You can't be maktered, rather you put it on the tapuach. We'll see in a minute what the meaning of the tapuach is. Then Rav Chizda asks Rav Huna that, what's pshat? Mori dechi. It says, akei lo yuchu b'nei Yisrael es gidanosha. But the Mizbeach is allowed to eat the gidanosha. And what does Rav Huna hold? Rav Huna holds that it's mashke Yisrael. So even though it's true the pasuk was said, like abe klal Yisrael, the Mizbeach also can't eat the Giranosha because of the problem of Mashke Yisrael. So the Gemara here, sort of be Rav, what's the opinion of Rav Chizda? Rav Chizda holds that it says Mnei Yisrael. Does Rav Chisda argue on Mashke Yisrael and everywhere in Shas? Okay, there are many Gemaras that talk about Mashke Yisrael. The Brice and Zochem Daf Pechetz, Pamba Mashke Yisrael. Does Rav Chisda argue with all those Gemaras? What does he mean to say? Because it says B'nai Yisrael. The whole Torah of Adu was set to Klal Yisrael. But there's a din of Mashke Yisrael. So why should this be different? So the Zecher Yitzchak, Ritzel Ponovitcher, in the end of Simon Lamedalid, explains that Avada of Chisda holds that there's a din of Mashke Yisrael everywhere. Except by Gid Anoshe. Why is Gid Anoshe different? Says Zecher Yitzchak, the actor of the Gid Anoshe is Midin Mechubarin. Midin Mechubarin Yalu. According to, for sure, according to Rebbe, which is the Halacha, the only time they were marked your Gidin and Atom is only when they're attached to the Basar. As we mentioned a minute ago, even Lafi the Rabbanon, that say that even Pirshu Yalu, but the Ikar Din Aktara was not said on the Gidin and Atzamais, rather the only Nigrar Achar the Basar. Ikar Din Aktara was said in the Basar. But Akoponim Lekulei Alma, the Din of to be Makter, the Gidin Ashe, is not a Din to be Makter in Mitzan Atzamai, rather you're Makter it Agav the Aktara of the Basar. Mela says it's Eicher Yitzchak, therefore if Rav Chisda holds it, that there's no Psul of Mashke Yisrael by the Gidin Ashe. Biyar Dvarim, that the according to Rav Chisda, the din of Mashke Yisrael is defining which things you're allowed to be makrif. Torah says, what are the things you're allowed to be makrif? Things that are mutter lachila be Yisrael, you can be makrif. If they're usher b'achila Yisrael, they're not allowed to be makrif. Just like you can be makrif and esnan and a mechir, kilayin and yetzidayfin, there are things which are kosher lakrav and pasul lakrava. Mashke Yisrael is defined, is something which is a pasul lakrava. It doesn't have a din akrav on it. Neila says Rav Chisda, when I'm dining on the mukter itself, the kariv itself, the whole karbon, the dam, the chalev, when I'm dining on the thing that's being kariv, the mizbeach, I say only things that are culturally Israel can get a din akrav. Things that are puzzle Israel cannot have a din akrav. But Gidin, their din akrav is not mitzad atzmam. It's not because they themselves need akrav. It's because they're attached to the basar, the mela they get a din aktara. But it's the mechayiv of akrava is not in them mineu be. They themselves are not the things which needs aktara. So the mela, on that type of aktara, there's no problem mashki Yisrael. When to create a din akrava, I need something which is kosherly Yisrael. But Gidin aren't, their din akrava is not because of them. They have a din akrava because they're attached to the basar. So the buser can, once the buser is kosher, and it gets a din aktara, the mele your makir the Gidin also. That's the opinion of Rav Chisda. And what does Rav Huna argue? Rav Huna says, Mashke Yisrael. What nekuda does Rav Huna argue on Rav Chisda? Explains to Zecher Yitzchak that Rav Huna holds that the Isurim of the Torah were said to the Mizbeach also. Just like the Isur of Gidin Anoshe was said that B'nai Yisrael can't eat the Gidin Anoshe, Mashke Yisrael is a gilui that the Mizbech is also like a Yisrael. That the Isser of Gid Anoshe is answers to the Mizbech also. So it's not a question of what has a din akrava and what doesn't have a din akrava. Not looking, therefore, the fear of Funa, we don't care if din akrava is mitaratzmoy or nigrar after the basar, that's irrelevant. Lemaisa, you're putting a Gid Anoshe on the Mizbech. The Mizbech can't eat a Gid Anoshe. Just like if I'm trying to eat the leg of the cow. And mikra, there is a Gidin Ashe there. We don't say, well, I'm really eating the meat. And there's a Gidin Ashe, who cares? I'm eating Gidin Ashe. Sure, we don't say that. The Gidin Ashe is Asur Ba'achila. So even if it comes in B'derech Agav, into your food, but you have to get rid of it. So to the Mizbeach, the same thing. The Mizbeach can't eat the Gidin Ashe. So you don't care why it's getting a Din Akrava in the Mizbeach. You're not allowed to put the Gidin Ashe onto the fire of the Mizbeach. That's the opinion of Rav Huna. That's very geshmak abir in the machlekes Rav Huna Rav Chisda from the Zecher Yitzchak. Another point here in Din of Chotzul Tapuach, which Rav Huna says, and the Gemara later on brings a braisa, it says Chotzul Tapuach. So a few auras on this Chotzul Tapuach. Rashi says in Divrei Maaschal Ma'aleihu that why don't you take off the Gid Anoshe on the floor of the Azara, then just bringing it up on the Mizbech? Why do you first bring up the whole thing and then take off the Gid Anoshe? So Rashi says, because it's a gnai to bring a yerach mefuras to the mizbeach. If you bring up the whole thing, and then you take out the Giranosha. Interesting point in Rashi. What's the Gnai bring it to the Mizbeach? The Hakrova happens when you put it on the fire. So anyway, when you put it on the fire, it's going to be without the Giranosha. And it's going to be a Yerach Mefuras. Doesn't look so nice. But what can we do? We have to make it without the Giranosha. So we just want to make as little as possible time that it doesn't have the Giranosha. Shver to say that Pshat and Rashi. I think the Pshat and Rashi is that bring it up to the Mizbeach is also a Chelik of Hakrova. So Reb Chaim says that ha'alot tchilas haktara, bringing things up to the Mizbeach, is already the beginning of the haktara process. Well, might say here, there's no isser of bringing up with the Giranosha, but it's already shaykh to the hakrava once you bring it up to the Mizbeach. So Mimela, we would like at least this chelik of the hakrava, the bringing up to the Mizbeach, we would like that to be done with a yerech, complete yerech, and not one that's missing the Giranosha. Upon him, the opinion of Rashi is that the reason you take off the Giranosha on the Mizbeach and not on the floor is that you shouldn't bring a Yerach Mefuras to the Mizbeach. However, the Radvaz and the Rambam in Perek Vav, Maisa Karbonis Halacha Dalid, says another reason. Because the Gemara in Dav Yud Aleph, earlier in the Masechta here, that it's Asher Lenateach Nesachel Nesachin. You can't cut the limbs of the Oila into more cuts. Has to be just into the full limbs themselves are karif. Can't make extra cuts on the oil. So therefore we don't want to take off the giranoshe on the floor. You're not allowed to cut it to other evar. Interesting point in the Radvaz, that if there's a problem of cutting off the giranoshe because of nesachel and nesachin, so what does it help that you did it b'reisha mizbeach? Right? Anyway, it's usher to cut it. Why not come in where you cut it? But I think it's the same point that we mentioned from Rav Chaim, that if Allah is tchila saktara, so the Radvaz holds that the Isra of Nesachel and Nesachin is only when you start the Hakrava process. When you bring things up to the Mizbeach. Once they're already on the Mizbeach, and you're just in the middle of that Hakrava process, so then there's no longer a problem of Nesachel and Nesachin. And that's another explanation why you can't bring why you cut the Giranosha off on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. Now there's another point here. Right. Why did you take off the Giranosha on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach? We brought in two reasons why you do that, but that's it. You're taking it off Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. So the Giranosha is already there. Right? We have a klal in Zvachim, a whole parak called Berak Mizbeach Mekadesh. The klal is that many, many psulim, that even though you're not already makter them lechatchila, but if somehow they got to the Mizbeach, you're makter them. Im alu lo yerdu. If they already got up to the Mizbeach, you don't take them down, rather you put them in the fire. So Lamaya said this Granoshe got to the Mizbeach already. It's already Bereish Yishol Mizbeach. Even though it maybe was not supposed to get there because it's Pasol, because of Mashke Yisrael, but once it's there, so go be makter it. Im olu lo yerdu, that's the klal. In the Chorbi Murach of Niskamara, at the Psul of Mashke Yisrael, the din is im olu yerdu. There's a whole klal in the Rishonim which things are called Psul of HaKodesh, which things are not called Psul of HaKodesh. Here we see here that Mashke Yisrael is called Ein Psula BaKodesh, and therefore it's a Malu Yerdu. That would come out from our Gemara. However, the Tesis Arosh in the end of the Masechta and Daf Kuf Mem is Mavur that the Psula Mashke Yisrael is in Alu Lo Yerdu. The Mavur in the Tesis Arosh. So in Kain, how is the Tesis Arosh going to learn our Gemara? If Mashke Yisrael is in Alu Lo Yerdu, so why this Giranasha, which Lemaisa got to the Reish Hashem Mizbeach? Why are you not makterit midin im olu lo yerdu? So we have to say a different answer to this question. And that is that the only time that we find a din that psulim are im olu lo yerdu is when their din aktara is by themselves. When they themselves are mechayev aktara. Mashengin giranoshe, its aktara is only midin mechubarin yalu. It doesn't get a din aktara mitaratzmai. So here we don't have the din of im olu lo yerdu. Only something which has its own din aktara, it's mechayev aktara. So even though it's aser, and you can't, and it's, you're not allowed to bring it up in this beach, but it still didn't lose the sight of the din akrava. It still really needs aktara. Just the iser stops you. So now once it gets to the mizbeach, so it's already in the aktara process, so now you go in your makter and midin im olu lo yerdu. Now she'in kein, Giranosha, which it's holding aktara, being that it's a gid, it's holding aktara, It's only midin mechubarim yalu, so he never has an naktar mitzad atzmai. So on this, the isser takes away its naktar entirely. It was never said the din to be makter with the carbon when it's pasul. There it's megarei the whole din naktara. That's what we would say from our Gemara, and that's why we don't say Olo Yerdu on the Giranosh. The last point I want to mention about this Chotol Tapuach is the Tapuach itself. What's the Indian of putting things on the Tapuach? What was the Tapuach here? For the Tapuach was just a nice way to get rid of it. You put it in the Tapuach, and you wait for the Kainim to come up tomorrow morning, and Chumar Sadeshen, or Tzua Sadeshen, and then they'll get rid of it. But the Chodesh Tapuach was just like a waiting room on the top of the Mizbeach. However, the Briskarov, in the sense of the Menachas Tafayin Dalet, is Mechiach from Gemara in Yevomis Tafkuf, and the Gemara there in Menachas Tafayin Dalet, that there is a Kiyam Akhtar on the Tapuach also. If so, what's Pshat in our Gemara? How are you allowed to put the Giranosh on the Tapuach? Hare, we're back to the problem of Mashke Yisrael. Says the Briskarov the following, to answer this question. Scrub is machadish. Mashke Yisrael is not an Isra to be makdir, but it just means that there is no din to be makrivit. And therefore, says the Biskarav, you're allowed to put it on the tapuach, you put it there, shaloy l'shei maktara. Things that have an Isra aktara, so you can't put them on the Mizbeah, on the Maracha, or the Tapuach, Bichlal, even if you're not putting them in order to be makter them. Because the Mizbeah can't eat them. It's Usur, there's an Isur to eat them. So you're being over an Isur by giving them a Din Akhtar, by putting them on the Mizbeah, or the Tapuach. Masha'in Kein, Mashke Yisrael, which the Biskrav is Mechadish, is not an Isur Haktar Akrava, but rather, the Yisrael doesn't have a Din Akhtar. So then you can't put it on the Maracha. Because there, you can only put things on the Maracha that are gonna get a dinakrava. That need a haktara. And the Giranoshe doesn't need a haktara. It lost its dinakrava. But you can put it in the tapuach, l'shem eitzim, you put it in stamkach, throw it in the tapuach. On the Maracha itself, you can't put it in l'shem eitzim. But on the tapuach, where it's not set aside to be makar of things, then you can put it there l'shem eitzim. That is the territory of the Briskarov. We see here in the Briskarov a big chiddush in Mashke Yisrael that would negate to us that Mashke Yisrael is not an Isser. Rather, all it is just that it just loses the Din Akhtara. That's the Briskarov's territory. The Mikdash David Lemaisa and Simen Hey brings right from our Gemara that putting things on the Tapuach is no Kiyam Akhtara Bichlal. Only on the Maracha Can there be a hakrava? And the tapuach is nothing. If not, that the Mikdash David says there would be a problem of Mashke Yisrael. Because the tapuach is not haktara b'chlal. And what's the Gemara in Menachas? That it gives a different hezber. It's not our topic right over here. Adkan for today. There's still something to talk about more in the Hemshach Gemara with Rabbi Yehuda and the Giranosh by the Korban Pesach. Permit you, I'm going to leave that for the shiur for tomorrow. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.